Earlier this week, a new menu labeling rule went into effect. From now on, restaurants that are part of a chain with 20 or more locations must disclose the number of calories contained in standard items on menus. Yesterday, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke with Dr. Joe Thompson, president and CEO of the Arkansas Center for Health Improvement, about the impact of this new mandate.
Over the last two decades, the United States as a whole, and Arkansas specifically, have experienced a dramatic growth in obesity and all of the health conditions, diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, amputations that go with that. It is important for individuals who want to lead a healthier lifestyle to have tools and information available so that they can make better choices and actually improve their health.
I think a lot of times when we think of calorie counting, we think of someone who's maybe on a diet or something like that. So for the average person, how many calories do they need, and do they even need to be mindful of calories?
A rough estimate is that the average person needs about 2,000 calories a day. And I think what people are going to be shocked to find is that many of their previously enjoyed meals, particularly those at some of our fast food restaurants, carry close to that just in one setting. So I think this is going to be eye-opening. I hope it will be impactful. We have over a third of our adults in the state that are obese, and already more than one in five kids. So this is something that affects many, many Arkansans, and I think it's a new and important educational information source for people who want to maintain a healthy weight.
Do you think other nutritional facts should be available as well, and if so, what?
I think particularly the chain restaurants are providing other pieces of information, salt content and others, not as prominently displayed. The requirements of the Food and Drug Administration are that the calorie counts be equal in size to the price points for different servings items. So I really do think the calories represent the most significant problem, excess calories, that is, that people don't fully understand and that I think will increasingly be important for them to manage.
And in your role, I'm sure you want, you know, people to pay attention to this to help be healthier Arkansans. But I imagine there will still be a section of the population who, you know, ignores the calorie count. Do you think that's true, or do you think having it right there in front of you will at least make people start to think?
Obviously, we each individually reach different points in our lives where we're paying more or less attention to our own personal health. So I don't think this is going to be a magic bullet that suddenly all Arkansans are weight conscious and trying to lead a healthier life. But I think it's an important piece of information that for too long has not been made available. With one third of our adults that are obese and the large proportion of our kids that when they enter kindergarten are already having a weight problem, this is really a critical issue for the state to get on top of. The Governor's Healthy Active Arkansas Initiative is important contribution to that, and we've just got to get our calories back in balance. The calories that we take in that we don't burn off in physical activity, our bodies are very good at storing for the next ice age, and I don't think that's coming anytime soon.
What kind of impact do you foresee this having? Do you see, do you think maybe that something else will come for this? Maybe smaller places will try and have the calorie count as well, or something like that?
The FDA requirements are for chains that have 20 or more locations. It's not only for the food items, but it's also for the beverages. So I think some of the bars are going to be surprising folks by how many calories are in their White Russian or their margarita. And again, this is not to take away choice, and it's not to force individuals to not enjoy the foods and the beverages that they do now, but it's to be informed so that the future health care costs, the future insurance costs, the future lost productivity that we're experiencing because of this obesity epidemic don't go unrecognized or unaddressed.
What are some other initiatives maybe that your organization is even working on or that you're aware of that can help combat some of that obesity issue in Arkansas?
Earlier this week, in Northwest Arkansas, we had the statewide learning network on the Healthy Active Arkansas plan. And it's activities in almost every environment, whether it's school-based activities, better choices in the cafeteria, or even reintroducing recess into the schools to get some physical activity, work site, what's in your vending machine, and whether people can take an activity break for 15 minutes to walk around the building, or even as a policymaker at the grocery store, what you buy to bring home and put in your refrigerator. refrigerator has a direct impact on the amount of calories that your family consumes and potentially health risks that they may have in the future.
All right. Well, thank you so very much for your time.
Thank you.
That was Dr. Joe Thompson, President and CEO of the Arkansas Center for Health Improvement. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke with him by phone yesterday afternoon.